Good morning. It is Dubai Today with myself, Alex Caffer-Murdoch, and Damien Spinner-Reed joining me in the studio. Damien, thank you so much for coming in, because it's been a couple of weeks, but we're doing better than the last few years.
In what way? Now we are, definitely. Yeah. It's great to be back. It's been a while, but good to get back in here and have a chat about, I mean, so much has been happening lately, but it's been quite busy out there in the big world. But good to be back in here in the studio. Good to have you back behind the mic as well.
Oh, thank you. Now, you've been relatively busy, I know, because we've done a couple of trips together and things are going well. How's your fitness program going?
My fitness program at the moment consists of sitting in front of a computer trying to set up various bits and pieces of a new business venture. So, yeah, it's kind of lapsed behind a little bit, I have to admit. And it's also summer too, so you tend to stay indoors. But I've been focusing quite a lot on getting the business side of the program running, and also obviously doing an awful lot of travelling at the moment with events and things happening outside of the Middle East.
Well, I tell you what, let me introduce you to a couple of ladies that might be able to help. Joining us today in the studio, Lisa and Francesca from Diva. Good morning, ladies. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi. Morning. Thank you very much for having us.
They're all smiles. Look at them. And looking exceptionally fit, I must say. Lisa, first time I've met you today. Hi. I'll tell you right now, you look absolutely fantastic. Francesca, obviously, we've known one another for a while. You disappeared, came back again, and the difference is absolutely unbelievable. It's obviously something to do with fitness. So tell us, what is Diva?
Diva is just structured like a basic, any normal aerobics class, really. Structured with warm-up, prep stretch, your aerobic workout, and then your cool-down, and so on. But the main part, your workout itself is just focused on pole fitness.
Pole fitness. Now, I can see Damien's eyes are lighting up when we mention the name pole. So for those people who don't know, tell us, Francesca, what is pole fitness?
Pole fitness is essentially strength training for women. Instead of, obviously, a lot of women are concerned about if they start strength training, instead of getting toned, they're going to add on muscle bulk. Pole fitness obviously doesn't do that. It uses your body weight to give you upper body strength and good core strength as well. A lot of women refer to it as the new leg bums and tums. So that's also, I mean, it does a whole body workout, really. So it does your aerobic as well, so you get aerobically fitter. Strength training, and like I said before, particularly in the upper body, women will find themselves toning up. Everything tones up, so you get that sort of petite dancer's figure that most women are after anyway.
Yeah, they're desperate for.
Yeah.
But again, upper body, it's something that women generally struggle with. So you're focusing on that mainly, and that's where you improve massively. Well,
why is it such a struggle then for women to improve on their upper body fitness?
Because it's easier to go to the gym and just run or use the cross trainer or just the simple things, and you don't really think outside the box. It's not a woman's thing to do press-ups, for example, and pole, you don't have to think about what you're doing when you're working out except for enjoy yourself, and then ultimately you're using your upper body strength and using those arms like you wouldn't intend on doing when you go to the gym.
So how did you guys get involved? Because I take it you've been into fitness before you actually started doing pole fitness.
Yeah, we got into, so I've danced since I was small, and always quite liked the aerial arts. Got into pole about 6 years ago, and a couple of years ago decided to get into teaching it. Went out and got myself qualified and
got myself a
pole. And I also do personal training and kettlebells and dance fit classes and things like that. So pole's sort of one
nutrition,
of my many things.
Oh,
nutrition as well. Yeah, get the old sports nutrition in there.
I'm in serious trouble, aren't I? I know I am. I think the thing that really excites people, even this morning, coming into work early. I told Siobhan, you know, we discuss what we have on the show on that particular day, and I told Siobhan that I had you girls in and about the pole fit classes. It's the same whoever you mention it to. Oh my goodness, we've wanted to do that. We didn't think there was anybody here that was doing it.
That's so the thing, yeah. In Dubai, it's not spoken of, and it's a little bit hush-hush because of reputation and so on. So that's what we've been working on. Diva's been going for nearly 2 years and building up slowly but surely. Got the key location now in Media City, so it's booming. And yeah, so every now that it's getting words about, people can come and try it out and totally get to, yeah, fulfill it, because it's talked about so much in all the other countries, and now it needs to be regulated here properly.
And I think the talk a lot is that everybody now has a good understanding of how fit this can make you, and how you don't have to put in, let's say, a huge amount of effort. You do it maybe twice a week, three times a week, and it's an hour's class, and you'll find your fitness improving. I mean, I've had girls come to me and say, after four classes, I can lift my own body weight. You know, they can actually do a pull-up.
With the progression.
And they're almost shocked with how quickly they progress over such a short space of time. So I think because the results come quicker and people are noticing things quicker, it's kind of addictive motivation.
Too.
And it is very addictive. Most people come to one class and they're like, oh my God, I'm addicted. Quick, I need to book into my next class before it's booked out.
Blah, blah, blah.
It sounds fantastic. We'll talk a little bit about the actual classes themselves and where the idea comes from and how you guys got involved and how you can train to become a teacher. And we might see if we can get a poll in and get Damien on the poll, and then we'll stick some pictures up and you can let us know what you think.